Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
It is 10 after the hour. I am Eric Erickson. This is Atlanta's Evening News on WSB, and traffic is garbage on the north side. My goodness gracious. Just one of those Mondays in Atlanta. The phone number here, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. A quick look at the radar here out of necessity. Very, very heavy storms just to the west of Marietta and Kennesaw. A lot of rain. The rain is actually moving towards the northwest. If you're over I-20 west of Douglasville towards Villarica, you're going to get some. The really heaviest part, though, is just to the west of Kennesaw, and there is hail in this storm. I can see it. Lots of lightning as well. We will keep our eye on that as more rain heads to the north. Hey, have you guys, you wouldn't know it. If you listen to the news, you would think the only thing that's going on in Washington, D.C. is James Comey, Robert Mueller, and Jeff Sessions about to testify before the United States Senate. The Senate Republicans have finished their Obamacare repeal bill. No, they're not going to make it public. They know what's going to happen. The moment they make it public, the media is going to tear it apart. Said one senator, "We're not stupid." Meanwhile, you've got Neil Gorsuch authored his first opinion on the United States Supreme Court. It was a unanimous opinion under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Thus it is to be the new guy. And you got the Ninth Circuit now concurring with the Fourth Circuit on the president's travel ban. Y'all, I have read the decision. I mean, they are essentially saying it's a violation of the First Amendment because of the freedom of religion. Y'all, there is well-held Supreme Court precedent that the U.S. Constitution's rights do not apply to people in other countries who are not American citizens. This is all about the president. None of this stuff would be happening but for Trump. You got this play in Central Park where they're assassinating the president as if he's Julius Caesar. Kudos to Delta for pulling funding. You know, Delta is coming under attack from liberals for pulling funding of this play. Meanwhile, CNN is praising it. This stuff didn't happen to Obama. Now, yes, remember that the Roma Downey TV show, the Mark Burnett TV show about the Bible, they had an actor who looked somewhat like Barack Obama playing the devil, and the left went nuts over it. Yeah, that happened. And yes, there was some fringe group that put together some reenactment of the assassination of Barack Obama. They were all fringe. They were all small. And the left complained and it was walked back. This is being celebrated in New York City by the media as a bold expression of free speech. Can you imagine if it were a play about the assassination of Barack Obama, how the media would be played? You don't even have to guess. I mean, you've seen the outrage just by people suggesting he might not be born in the United States, the outrage from it. The double standard is amazing, and the left clearly feels emboldened, and there are some displays of this I'll get to. But first, we got a traffic red alert. Gwinnett County, we got to go check with Doug Turnbull. My goodness, who needs 85 to not be working? I mean, we got everything else not working today. Wow. Oh, yeah, couple of that with the radar, too. Now, let us get back to this. Kellyanne Conway. Now, full disclosure on this, I have known Kellyanne Conway almost, if not I've been married for 17 years, and I have known Kellyanne Conway a very long time. Maybe not quite as long as my wife, but I've known her for a long time, and she's been a good friend for at least a decade. And it is amazing to me to see the media attacking Kellyanne Conway the way they are. If she had a D next to her name, or if she were pro-abortion, the media would not be savaging Kellyanne Conway the way that they are right now. If her name was Susan Rice or Samantha Powers or Valerie Jarrett or Hillary Clinton, all of whom were confused by a YouTube video and blamed a YouTube video on a terrorist, on launching a terrorist attack in Libya, the media would give her a complete pass. But she works for a president of the United States who likes to go off message, and she does her best to massage the message to bring it to consistency. She will go on TV and defend the president when other people in the White House conveniently lose their voice so they don't have to. And they're savaging her. Can I just tell you, if Kellyanne Conway, and I know this from dealing with members of the media, so there's a report right now that Kellyanne Conway has been accused of leaking in Washington, D.C. She was overheard at a cocktail party saying something. Now, it's not, by the way, a leak. She was just saying something that happened in the White House. It wasn't a leak. She was having a conversation with a friend. But if she was a leaker, the way the media says she was, there's no way they would be attacking her. And that's part of the reason they are attacking Kellyanne Conway, is because she's not leaking like they wish she was. She's going on TV and she's defending the president. And honestly, I wouldn't want to be in her position, because I wouldn't want to defend the man the way she's defending. But she does it with gusto. She is employed by the president of the United States and she defends him. And that is her job. And I wish that she was not as zealous in her defense of the president, because some of the things he does, I just don't think are defensible. But he is her boss, and she does her best to defend him on TV. And for that, she gets savaged. If it was Susan Rice or Samantha Powers or Hillary Clinton or Valerie Jarrett or any of the women who worked for Barack Obama and continuously apologized for everything he did and defended every bad thing he did and blamed YouTube videos and the like, the media would be praising the person. But because it's a pro-life, Republican, conservative female who goes to church on a regular basis in the White House, they want to savage her at every opportunity. No, don't give me this. And I've seen some people on the left this afternoon, because I wrote about this at theresurgent.com, and they're like, no, the President Obama wouldn't hire someone like that. Baloney. He hired Susan Rice. He hired Samantha Powers. Yes, he would. Don't give me the no one like that would ever work for Barack Obama. Yes, they would, and they did. And the media gave them a pass. But the media won't give her a pass, because she's a conservative, she's Christian, she's pro-life, and she works for Donald Trump. And all she's doing is trying to do the best she can to defend her boss. And while all this is happening, by the way, while everyone's complaining about her, while everyone's complaining about Comey, while everyone's getting ready for the Jeff Sessions testimony tomorrow, the president has further scaled back Obamacare regulations. He has now further scaled back the regulatory state. He has now further scaled back Obama-era rules and regulations. And if you haven't noticed, the stock market likes it. The stock market is growing. Now, that's not the best indicator, because I'm convinced we're on the verge of a crash. But still, he's been making a lot of progress while everybody's been focused on Comey and Sessions. And it's worth reminding people that one of the main reasons there are so many complaints about him. Yes, listen, I'm not a fan of the president's. I don't think he was obstructing justice. I'm not a fan of his. I've got plenty of criticism of his to direct towards him. But let's just keep in mind, the big hysteria from the left has really nothing to do with the president and nothing to do with Russia and everything to do with the fact that he is undoing 8 years of Barack Obama, and they're horrified by that. 404-872-0750 is the number. I'm Eric Erickson. This is Atlanta's Evening News on WSB. It is 26 after the hour. We'll give you a check of the radar here in just a moment. But first, you know, Father's Day is coming very, very close to us now. It's getting here on the calendar. You better get ready. You don't want to leave Dad empty-handed after all he did for you. you can get him the Omaha Steaks gift. Well, listen, I've been eating my way through these Omaha Steaks boxes. In addition to having the big block of dry ice that the kids and I have been able to play with, the food has been fantastic. And right now you can get their Father's Day package for $49.99. It's what I've got. You can get it. It's limited time. Father's Day package. You go to omahasteaks.com and you enter Eric, E-R-I-C-K, in the search bar to apply the savings. Listen, they don't have a little logo up at the top for Omaha Steaks for you to click on like a microphone. It's the search bar. I keep getting asked this question. Click on the search bar and just put in E-R-I-C-K, my name, and it'll come up. So what are they giving you? Well, it's 80% off their Father's Day package. It includes 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks that cook up crispy, 4, if I can talk, juicy boneless pork chops, 4 steak burgers. 4 award-winning jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs. I had those the other day. Yum. I sliced one up and put it on a pizza, too. 1 pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning package, and you're going to get 4 additional burgers for free. Now, this is a limited-time package. It's $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type Eric in the search bar and add the Father's Day package. Now, don't wait. The offer's going to end soon. Father's Day is coming up, so go to omahasteaks.com. On the search bar, type my name in, E-R-I-C-K, and you'll see the Father's Day package come up. Then you grab your dad, you fire up the grill, you have a great time. Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is true, by the way, that Shakespeare in the Park in 2012, they did have Barack Obama as part of a play in New York City. However, I think there are some big differences here. One of which is the sheer joyousness at which they're killing Donald Trump in this play. Wasn't a big deal in 2012, was it? Why? Because it was somewhat innocuous. And by the way, it's because they made a very strong point. What is the moral of the story, Julius Caesar? Do you guys remember your English lessons here? Yeah, I've actually got a bit about Julius Caesar in my book. I remember having to read it in 11th grade. You know, the moral of the story is not that the dictator dies a terrible death, although that's the way it's being portrayed with this Donald Trump thing. The moral of the story is that the assassins are all dispatched in gruesome detail because the people wanted Caesar. And that should be something they note now. There is some polling data out there suggesting that Trump voters are getting a bit fatigued. They're tired of always defending him. They're tired of him doing things that aren't necessarily defensible. And they're slowing down while the left is continually emboldened and in their face. I mean, look what's happening with the 6th Congressional District here. You got Republicans who are starting to get worried. Democratic enthusiasm is off the charts here. What's going to happen? I want to get into the 6th Congressional District, but there's a point to be made here as well that we got to keep the enthusiasm up against the left, which we'll get into when we come back right here on WSB. It is 39 after the hour, and I'm Eric Erickson here on WSB. I am looking at the radar, this real heavy thunderstorm. It's starting to weaken, though, just to the west of Kennesaw, north of Dallas and Hiram. A lot of lightning in there, no more hail in there that I can tell from the radar. Nonetheless, we'll keep you posted. There's some more in the area. Also, from 6 to 8 tonight, at the Old Blind Dog Irish Pub, don't you love that name? The Old Blind Dog Irish Pub on Crabapple Road in Milton, the Milton, north of Roswell, the Milton area. Herman Cain is going to be taping a show there. If you want to go by, it's in the 6th Congressional District. I'm going to be at Five Seasons in Roswell on Wednesday night. Herman's going to be up there tonight taping a show 6 to 8 on Crabapple, the Old Blind Dog Irish Pub. So get on out there if you would like, if you can make it in the traffic. So Jeff Sessions is going to be testifying tomorrow. He's going to go to the Senate Intelligence Panel. You know, it's very interesting to me the way the left is spinning this thing. They're trying to. So there was a budget hearing in the House today and Sessions decided not to go to the budget hearing for the Justice Department. He's going to send a deputy, which is normally what happens, by the way. You should know that. Normally a deputy goes. Well, the way the media portrayed this, they claimed that Sessions was running away, that he didn't want to be a part of it. He wanted nothing to do with it. He was hiding from the press. The reality is he's getting ready for tomorrow. I mean, that's the truth. He sent a deputy to focus on the budget so he could focus on talking to the Senate tomorrow. But you would think he was trying to hide something because of the way the media is covering this. Y'all, I saw a reporter earlier today tweet something out about climate change. And the reporter said that given the president's vocal skepticism of climate change, reporters need to accurately and dispassionately, keyword dispassionately, report on what the scientific consensus is on climate change. Now, I don't care about a scientific consensus. I care about what the actual science is, not that 9 out of 10 scientists agree. At one time, 9 out of 10 scientists thought the world was flat. But the point that the reporter was trying to make is that reporters have gotten to be activists on the issue of climate change, and they need to get away from that. If they're going to accurately present a picture of what's going on, they need to disabuse people of the fact that they're activists. And this is part of the problem that reporters have with the Russia situation with Comey. I mean, James Comey, for Pete's sakes, he said the president told him to go on and investigate Russia. The president didn't try to shut down the Russian investigation. And yet the media believes that there was an active cover-up. The media believes there was active collaboration. The media believes all of these things that Comey showed weren't true. I played you the Chris Matthews clip the other day where he was surprised by what he learned because he thought the worst. They have become activists on these stories, and it is really hard to get to the truth. But truth be told, if we're really honest about it, a lot of Republicans have become activists on this issue as well. A lot of Republicans are having a real hard time dealing with facts, convinced that everything and everyone is out to get them when that's not necessarily so. Now, what is out to get you is traffic in Atlanta. We got a red alert in Gwinnett County. We better go check with Doug Turnbull. We're having a hard time learning anything from any side at this point on the issue of Comey, on the issue of Russia, on the issue of what the president did and did not do, may have done and may not have done, because so many people on both sides are so convinced that they know so much that isn't so. I mean, you've got the Democrats actively believe that there was some level of collaboration. I got to tell you guys, my views on the president are well known. I do not believe that he obstructed justice. I do not believe it. I do not believe, and you know, this is the crazy thing about the left, is that right now the left wishes you, in the same way that the president often wishes you to believe two mutually exclusive things that cannot be both believed and be right, the press wants you to believe that the president is a diabolical genius and an idiot at the same time. They want you to believe he is stupid. And they want you to believe he is a genius. They want you to believe he collaborated with the Russians and orchestrated a 2016 presidential election wherein he was able to undermine the Obama agenda and win by stealing votes. And they want you to believe that the guy is an idiot who doesn't know how to do his job and is incapable of doing anything. Which is it? They can't both be right. And that's what we've got here. And a lot of the members of the press, history began for them in 2008, and they don't know anything beforehand. So the Democrats trot out a bunch of people who had their golden era during the Watergate years. They say, this is just like Watergate. No, it's not. It is not just like Watergate. For those of you who don't remember, Republicans, they disguised as plumbers, they broke into the Democratic National Committee's offices in the Watergate building. They stole re-election plans or election plans against Richard Nixon. They didn't need to do it. The president won in a landslide. They never had to use the data, but then the president began to cover it up, and it appears the president had orchestrated it and ordered it. He obstructed justice in covering up. We know from James Comey that this president did not orchestrate any theft of an election with the Russians. We know for certain he was not engaged in some nefarious crime orchestrated between him and Vladimir Putin. We know all of that. You've already got this president knowingly collaborating with criminals to steal the election is gone. So how is it connected to Watergate? It's not, except there are a bunch of liberals, and that's the only thing they know. They read about it in a history book, but they don't actually know what it was. What is this? Oh, I don't recall this one. That's all right. Okay, y'all, I have not really discussed this story, and it's been going on for, well, over a year now. And I don't know that I really want to get into the details, but this Bill Cosby story and the sexual assault trial that is going on now, I don't know what to think about it. I mean, I grew up watching The Cosby Show, as did probably, I just turned 42 last week. Yeah, I'm getting old, gosh. If you're around my age or slightly younger, slightly older, you grew up watching The Cosby Show. And he was like the TV dad, and to find out all of this stuff. And then, you know, even a stand-up routine later in life was a very funny, clean routine. He got into trouble, actually, with the left because he was defending school choice and access to private school for 4 black kids. And that was the most controversial thing he had done. And now this, the whole thing is horrifying. And if nothing else, there's a meditation on celebrity. The things celebrities can get away with. The things people will let celebrities get away with. The things people will turn a blind eye to if you're a celebrity. You get into a bubble where people tell you you can do no wrong. I still maintain one of the best pieces of advice I have ever gotten before I started on TV and radio was from Rush Limbaugh, who, when he and I were chatting about my career, said, you've got to surround yourself with people who will tell you no. Well, he was a little more blunt than that, but people who will tell you you're an idiot, people who will tell you no, because the number of people who don't want to do that. And my goodness, it's just sad. When we come back, though, let's look at some of the things that are happening in Washington by the Trump administration no one's really telling you about. I think it's worth highlighting some of the successes out there.
Running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
It is 6:09. I am Eric Erickson. This is News 95.5 AM 750 WSB, Atlanta's evening news. Quick check of the radar here. There is a new cell of thunderstorms headed north. Well, actually, it's kind of headed northwest. It is straight up I-75 from Locust Grove. It's going to be in McDonough in the next 10 minutes. We'll be in Stockbridge in the next 20 minutes or so. It's actually getting a little stronger up there. Villarica's got some rain. On the north side, we've been watching this strong thunderstorm. It's starting to dissipate now. Kennesaw, Ackworth area, the Dallas area, it's headed towards the west. But if you're up near Cartersville, there's a storm coming down pretty quickly out of Adairsville that's going to get you. It's the pattern here of the storms is kind of weird. Some of them are headed north, some of them west, some of them south. They're kind of all over the place today. So if you're on the north side of the city, just you may be getting rain here. Although if you are east of 575 and 75, you're probably in the clear for the rest of the night. It's everything to the west of 75 that's a problem right now in 575. Let's get into some of the other news that's out there. First, the tapes. Does the president of the United States have to? I was kind of shocked today. I stopped by a local restaurant to grab some food earlier. They had CNN on, and CNN had its panel of experts on. to discuss the tapes. Does the president have tapes? Did the president record his conversation with James Comey? And, you know, some author who did a biography of Trump said that Donald Trump threatened him with tape recordings of their conversations, but the president didn't really have those. Do any of you really believe that Donald Trump recorded his conversations in the White House? I mean, maybe it's just me. And again, maybe it is just me, but I just, when the president said that, it clearly seemed to me to be one of those things where he was just kind of blowing off steam the way he said it. Oh, Comey better hope there aren't tapes of our conversation before he goes leaking. Interestingly enough, calling Comey out as a leaker before Comey leaked. I never presumed that there were tapes. I don't believe there are tapes. I don't believe the president made tapes. I don't believe there were recordings. And by the way, the Wall Street Journal is reporting this afternoon that there are no tapes. The Secret Service has no audio, no transcripts of any tapes made in the Trump White House. There was a Freedom of Information Act request. Now, it doesn't exclude the possibility of recordings created by other entities, but I really doubt it. I really, really, really doubt it. I just think that this was Trump blowing off steam. And I think most everyone else thought that as well. You know, interestingly, there's another story out there as well about Jamie Gorelick. Jamie Gorelick is a lawyer who is a liberal. And Jamie Gorelick is on the Trump payroll. Jamie Gorelick is defending the Trump family. She is a Trump family lawyer. Now, you know, here's the crazy thing about this is she is being attacked rather viciously, rather savagely by people for representing Trump when she's a liberal who also represented Democrats in scandal. And they gave her a pass. Some thoughts on this first, but we got to go check red alert. Gwinnett County traffic out there is terrible. Thank you, sir. So Gorelick is a lawyer for Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. She was a deputy attorney general under Bill Clinton. She worked on Hillary Clinton's campaign. She vetted potential cabinet members. And now she's dealing with Kushner and Ivanka. She's a lawyer. Now, my friend Ann Corkery, she tweeted out this article and she says, I'm old enough to remember when attacking a lawyer for representing reprehensible people was something that even got you condemned in Washington. You know, the funniest thing here, I got to tell you, this is a great, great paragraph in the story. In a quintessentially D.C. move, some longtime friends of Gorelick contacted for this article offered complimentary comments about her on the record. And then, after asking if they could make other remarks without attribution, bashed their colleague to smithereens. These people will not be quoted in this article by name or anonymously as one tiny bulwark against outright awfulness. Good for the Washington Post doing this. But this is a woman who worked for Bill Clinton and worked for Al Gore, and she can't take on Ivanka and Jared as clients without being smeared in the press by Democrats who are her friends. That is the level of partisanship today. There is a story out in Eater, Eater.com. It's a website, you know, Vox Media, the Vox kids. They run this Eater site. It profiles restaurants. There's an Atlanta version of the Eater website. And the national Eater website, they did a profile of Chick-fil-A. The first half of the article is about how you should not eat at Chick-fil-A. Because to eat at Chick-fil-A is essentially to sin. To eat at Chick-fil-A is to violate your beliefs if you're a good liberal. Because even if the food is good and they had to praise bits and pieces of the food, particularly the breakfast, which I would agree with, I'm still, note to those of you who are listening at Chick-fil-A, and I know managers listen to this program, you still need to bring back the brownie. But that's besides the point. The cookie's just not as good as the old brownie with the fudge and walnuts on top. But they're attacking Chick-fil-A because Chick-fil-A is on the wrong side of history, according to them. And it's not even that Chick-fil-A is on the wrong side of history. It's that Chick-fil-A does not brag on its website what it does for gay employees, unlike McDonald's that parades it in rainbow colors across the site, what it does for its gay employees. Chick-fil-A has the audacity, the gall to treat all of its employees the same. How dare they? In fact, now under law, since gay marriage is the law of the land, thanks to five black robe masters in Washington we're all beholden to, if a gay employee gets married, yes, doing air quotes, the Chick-fil-A honors that marriage under their employment contract. But if two people, male and female, or male and male, or female and female, don't get married, they don't give cohabitation benefits. And that's outrageous. How dare Chick-fil-A encourage? I thought everybody wanted marriage. I thought that was the whole thing about the gay marriage movement. Is that marriage should be for everyone? And Chick-fil-A says, okay, if marriage is for everybody now, you got to be married to get spousal benefits because that's the way we've always done it. And no, you can't do that. That's discrimination about people who don't want to get married. And so you can't eat their chicken. I'm sorry, but I never expected that this group of people would be outraged by a pickle between two buttered buns at Chick-fil-A. But they're horrified by the idea that Chick-fil-A would do this. And they don't want you to eat there. They don't want Jamie Gorelick to work for Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. They don't want advertising dollars to go to conservative causes. They don't want people to advertise on Fox News. This has become a religion on the left. It is all about a religion. They have their own sacraments. They have their own priests. You know, the New York Times, I'll get into the story here in a little bit, but New York Times wants you to believe that for 40 years, the religious left has set out the political fight. Really? No. For 40 years, they've been just like other liberals, and then they decided they had to get on a clerical collar to try to give themselves legitimacy. These people have no shame, and they don't care. And if you aren't right thinking, you will get attacked for wrong thinking by these people. Guys, Father's Day, the clock is ticking. It's going to run out. You got to make sure you get Dad something nice. You do. My family, well, they surprised me with a trip to Arizona, combined birthday and Father's Day, and I got Omaha Steaks. You can, too, with their Father's Day package. Listen, it's $49.99, which is a great deal for what you're going to get. Limited time, though, and time is running out. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter my first name, Eric, E-R-I-C-K, in the search bar to apply the savings. Now, it's a limited time offer. It's for Father's Day. It's called the Father's Day Package, in fact. It's an 80% savings. And here's what you're going to get. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, four chicken fried steaks, four boneless pork chops, four steak burgers, four jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, which I had the other day. In fact, I had a couple of them and sliced up some on top of pizza for a pizza top in addition to the others and spaghetti. It was fantastic. You can get a pound of steakhouse fries, four made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning packets, and they're going to give you four additional burgers free. So, it's, again, $49.99 by going to omahasteaks.com. You type Eric in the search bar and the Father's Day package comes up. That's it. Very straightforward. Time's running out because Father's Day's coming up and the deal's going to go away after that. So go to omahasteaks.com, put Eric in the search bar, and boom, there you have it. Get the Father's Day package. Get your dad, fire up the grill. It will be delicious. Now, phone number 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. To the phones we go. Floyd in Monroe, you are up first. Welcome, Floyd.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I just want to clarify something. Chick-fil-A. You say the liberals say you shouldn't spend your money there because they're anti-gay. I'm a libertarian. I don't spend my money there because I don't like what Chick-fil-A does with their profits.
What do they do with their profits?
Well, they give it to organizations like Focus on the Family, who does the Exodus program, which is a Pray Away the Gay Camp, for lack of a better term. They help with the American Family Foundation, which lobbies Congress to deprive gays of their rights. So it's a little more than, hey, they just, you know, don't like gays on the outside or whatever. They say bad stuff about homosexual marriage. It's what they do with their money. Okay, that's why I don't spend money there. Okay, and they can do whatever they want with their money.
Yeah, exactly. They can do whatever they want with their money, and you don't have to shop there. But this review by Eater.com had nothing to do with giving money to WinShape or Focus on the Family or anything else. It had to do with the fact that this is a Christian organization with Christian values, run by a group of Christians, and the food may be good, but you shouldn't support them because of who they are and what they represent. And the fact that we're going to make blanket values statements about an organization and the people who work there. By the way, everybody there gets a Sunday off, and one of the things that this article digged them for was their employment law, that they're not gay friendly enough. How much more gay friendly do you need to give everybody off a Sunday? I mean, if you don't want to eat at Chick-fil-A, that's fine. But if you're going to take to a national publication and tell everyone else that you shouldn't eat there either, because you disagree with their values, is a little bit ridiculous. But it's what the left does these days. Everything is a religion to the left. And libertarians doing this? Really? Are you really a libertarian? Really? Well, I'm looking at the radar, and most of the rain is largely moving out of the listening area. Very light stuff around Dallas. There is one small, strong storm just south of the 675-75 merge there near Stockbridge. And then Locust Grove getting a little rain, Fayetteville area, a little bit of rain, but not a ton anymore as the sun starts to go down. It's just muggy outside. Let's talk about the 6th Congressional District for a few moments, shall we? Phone number here, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Republicans in Washington are worried about this race. And I cannot emphasize to you enough that on paper, this race should be won by the Republicans. This district is not a 50-50 district, and that's one of the flaws in the AJC poll they released the other day, where Ossoff was 7 points ahead by a no-name pollster that had the district as a 50-50 split. It's really not. That was a Trump anomaly. The district did not change that much in 4 years, let alone 2 years ago when Tom Price won so well. And, I mean, Tom Price did very, very well this past time when he won. And before you call in and ask why he's not coming down here campaigning, he's a cabinet officer, cabinet secretaries do not engage in politics, against the law, doesn't do it. This should be on paper a seat won easily by the Republicans. But the Democratic enthusiasm right now is off the charts. The Democrat enthusiasm right now is troubling to Republicans nationwide. On paper, this race is winnable. On the ground, John Ossoff has a ton of volunteers and Karen Handel has very few. The Handel team is relying on Republicans and others to go door to door for her, but it is an organic volunteer effort of hippies, hipsters, pot smokers, abortionists, and you name it, going all in for John Ossoff to deliver a rebuke to Donald Trump. And, you know, the amazing thing is, despite all the attack ads on Karen Handel, even on this radio station, it has nothing to do with Karen Handel. It has everything to do with Donald Trump. But there is polling to suggest that a majority of voters there are not going to vote for or against the president. They're going to vote for or against these candidates. But the enthusiasm gap has people worried. And I tell you all of this not to tell you this race is lost. I tell you all this to tell you that this race is very winnable. But the enthusiasm is a problem, and Republicans have got to turn out. If Republicans turn out, demographically, According to the way this district is composed, if Republicans turn out, Karen Handel will be elected to Congress. If Republicans turn out. The question is, will they? Now, right now, the data shows that Republicans have moved ahead of Democrats in early turnout. More Republicans have voted than Democrats. That is to be expected. Republicans typically do have a history of turning out on election day in greater numbers than Democrats. That is to be expected. But with Democratic enthusiasm so high, the question is, will Republicans actually turn out for Karen Handel? Because keep in mind, we don't know how these Republicans voted, and there is data that suggests 15% of Republicans are voting for Ossoff, not against Karen Handel, but against Donald Trump. They're viewing this as a referendum on Donald Trump, and they don't like him. And in these districts, Donald Trump has a problem. These suburban districts with a lot of female Republicans, the president objectively has problems. Now, a couple more thoughts on this, but first we got a traffic red alert. We got to go check with Doug Turnbull. Thank you, sir. Y'all, you and the Republican Party need to understand that this election is coming up, and they're about 10 days away. And if you don't go vote, it's going to go Democrat. The media is already beginning to lay the groundwork for this being a referendum on the president. The media is already trying to push stories out that the reason the race is shaping up the way it is because of the president. And, you know, interestingly enough, there are people out there who we had a couple of people call this program and said they're just not going to go vote for Karen Handel because they don't like her. They're Republican, but they don't like her. Their guy lost. And, you know, that's perfectly fine. You know, 2016 really changed my view on that, because I used to be the guy who was always saying, you know what, you don't like the person, you still got to go vote. In all honesty, I can't say that anymore because I get it. I can't understand how anyone could dislike Karen Handel, mind you, but I'll give you a pass if you just fundamentally decided you don't like the person. Okay, don't go vote. But I don't want to give the Democrats this win when this is so winnable for us. I don't want to give the Democrats that chance. And, you know, I don't think that the negative ads against Handel are working. The nonsensical ads about spending, everybody in this district knows John Ossoff is a liberal who worked for liberals who doesn't even live in the district. He can attack Karen Handel for being a big spender all he wants. Everyone in the district knows Karen Handel. They know she's not a big spender. They know he worked for Democrats who are big spenders. He will be a yes man for Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy Pelosi is highly unpopular in this district. So the question for Republicans right now in the next 10 days is, are you going to sit on your hands or are you going to go vote? Or if you go vote, he can't win. Demographically, the numbers don't work in his favor. Even with 15% of the Republicans in the district saying they're voting for Ossoff, demographically, the numbers don't work in this district for him. Even with the new voters registered, even with the excitement of younger voters, even with the eastern half of this district being more liberal, the numbers don't work. Northern Fulton County, Cobb County, those areas, if they turn out, it's overwhelmingly Republican. Many of the Republicans sat at home during the original race because there were so many Republicans. They just figured they'd let everyone else pick. Well, now it's been picked. Hey, Karen Handel's the nominee. You go vote, she wins. You don't go vote, she doesn't win. It's really that simple. It is mathematically not possible for John Ossoff to win if all the Republicans go vote for Handel. The question is, will they? Because every Democrat in that district is turning out for John Ossoff. Their energy level is so high. Why, hello there. I'm back. Did you miss me while I was gone those few minutes? Yes, I'm sorry. I was actually reading a news story and suddenly I hear Doug Turnbull is like, oh, traffic has started. Y'all, before I get out of here this evening, can I remind you about the great Pro Gifter service from Pro Flowers that has now twice helped me out? In fact, I got to be honest with you, I have gone in and I have gone on, even though I've got stuff mapped out, I've just gone on and made sure that I keep this thing going because I'm such a procrastinator. And with Pro Flowers and the Pro Gifter service, you can be a procrastinator. And as long as you go in one time and take care of everything, you're good to go. So the Pro Gifter service from ProFlowers lets you, for $99, pick three different or the same bouquets and send them to the three different people throughout the course of a year. You just go in, you put in the information, and boom, you're done. It is that easy. It is that convenient for procrastinators like me who want to put off until tomorrow. You know, this is a service that will keep you out of trouble with your mom, your dad, your wife, your sibling, you name it, your significant other. I can't recommend it enough. And the ProFlowers quality flowers are just so good. You're going to get, for $99, you're going to get free shipping. You're going to get a vase. You're going to get three bouquets. You're going to get $70 in savings. So the way you do this is you go to ProFlowers.com. You look for the Pro Gifter banner. It's right on the homepage, the Pro Gifter banner. You click on it. You pick your flowers. You set the delivery dates. You're done. That's it. I mean, put in all the information, shipping addresses, all that stuff, delivery, but you're done. That's it. And it's good for a year. So go to ProFlowers.com and get the Pro Gifter service. It will help you out. Now, remember, if you are in the Milton area, Crabapple area, Herman Cain is up there right now, the old Blind Dog Irish pub. On Wednesday night, two nights from now, I'm going to be at Five Seasons in Roswell, right there at the Prado, and it's in the 6th Congressional District, as is Herman tonight. We'll be getting together with those of you who are voters in and around that area, try to convince people that they do need to get out and turn out for this race, try to get people enthusiastic, gauge the level of enthusiasm on the right, if nothing else. Man, do you really want to see John Ossoff in Congress? Really? Man, well, he can't vote for or against himself. Neither can his girlfriend, for that matter. So those of you who live in the district are going to have to settle this. But I can't tell you enough, the Republicans I'm talking to in Washington, now, they're not on the ground here. They don't see what's going on the ground, but they're a little bit dejected. They're a little bit depressed. They're a little bit worried with 10 days to go. Now, you got Johnny Isaacson out there trying to get Karen elected. You got David Perdue out there helping. You got the governor out there helping. Some others could be doing even more than they are. There is just, well, you know, I mean, Karen Handel is someone who's beat the old boys in the past. And some of them don't care for her. They'd be glad to hand this race to a Democrat. You have to stop them from letting this happen. You got to help Karen Handel get elected out there in the 6th Congressional District. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.